Radiomafiassa on siirrytty viettämään joka tiistaista tanssilta. Töissä Leena, eli minä, Dr. Bob Jones, DJ Goose ja Charles Peterson, jonka Worldwide tulee tänä yönä uusintana pari viikon takaa. Sori vaan, ei tullut uusi nauha ajoissa. Taikka kyllähän se vielä kiehtii, mutta pahaa pelkään. Tämän ensimmäisen tunnin ensimmäisellä puoliskolla soi taas tekno, sitten Armand van Heldenin haastattelu, viikon bilevinkit ja eiköhän sitä klubissa jo muutamaan otteeseen soinutta Sasse ja Marko Karolan yhteistä biisiäkin keritä vielä kuuntelemaan. Se tuossa ihan alussa soinut pariminuuttinen tunnelbaana viritys oli luonnollisesti nimeltään First Stop, tekijä The Vanish alias Håkan Lidbo. Löytyy Transmatin uutta talenttia esittelevältä kokoelmalta Time Space, johon ajattelin palata ensi perjantain klubissa. Mukana levyllä Lidbun lisäksi toinenkin ruotsalainen Aril Brikka, jolta on tulossa Transmatin kautta kohta puolin ihan omakin albumi. Sen perään tuli Jeff Millsia, jota ei ole vähän aikaan soitettukaan, raita L8 EP:ltä Skin Deep. Tämä puolestaan tulee Italiasta. Gaetek ja Outmove. oli Gaetek, Gaetano Parisio Napolista ja Primatella julkaistun Outmove-EP:n nimiraita. Pari kuukautta sitten mainitsin Joel Mullin haastattelun yhteydessä, että Mull, Adam Beyer ja Kari Lekebusch olivat punomassa juonia yhteiseksi levyksi. Ja tässä se Ruotsi All Stars tuotos nyt on, Sudden Scene niminen EP, jolla trackkejä 9 ja 9 yhdessä ja erikseen tehtyinä kaikki 3, tosin kimpassa vain tällä yhdellä. siinä brittikama Craig Walsh ja nimetön B1 EP:ltä Behind the Scenes. Sitä ennen sanoivat hei hei herrat Beyer, Lekebush ja Mull, joiden englantilaisella Tortured-merkillä julkaistu YYA-henkinen EP oli siis nimeltään Sudden Scene. Radiomafian tanssijalan ensimmäisellä tunnilla hivuttaudutaan kohti Armand van Heldenin haastattelua. Yksi New York raita sen alle. Tämä on Chapet, omaa sukua Mood to Swingin John Chaffone, jonka tumman puhuva ja melkoisen paha enteiseltä kuulostava raita on Westworld.
Radio Mafia.
Katsotaan sitten, mitä puhelee New Yorkin noita tohtori Armand Van Helden, joka on taas vahvasti pelissä mukana. Oltuaan suht hiljaa oikeastaan koko viime vuoden. Van Heldenin taustasta ensin sen verran, että nuoruusvuodet oli Yhdysvaltain ilmavoimien palveluksessa olleen isän työvuoksi jatkuvaa muuttua. Perhe asui muun muassa Hollannissa, Turkissa ja Italiassa, jossa hip-hoppiin vakavasti hurahtanut Van Helden osallistui jo DMC:n miksauskaboihin. Mitä hän olisi ikään ollut 5-16. High schoolin jälkeen Van Helden opiskeli Bostonissa äänisuunnittelua ja mediaa ja teki itse asiassa useamman vuoden ajan remix-töitä bostonilaiselle alan firmalle. Siihen aikaan remixit tosin merkkas lähinnä sitä, että biisejä yksinkertaisesti pidennettiin klubikäyttöä varten, mutta tulipa liukuhihnalla ainakin tekniikka tutuksi. Van Helden muutti New Yorkiin vuonna 1993 ja kun Strictly Rhythm sitten julkaisi tämän allasoivan Hard House-klassikoksi päätyneen Witch Doctorin, niin eipä tarvinnut pojan enää kauheasti miettiä, että mihinkähän sitä ryhtyisi. New York Expressin funk-fenomenana ja uudempien You Don't Know Me ja Flowersin kaltaisten biisien ja lukuisten remiksien jälkeen Van Helden on nyt vähän samanlaisessa asemassa kuin Todd Terry ja David Morales vuosikymmenen alkuvuosina. Mies voi tehdä melkein mitä lystää, vaikka ensi albumikseen juurille kurottavan hip-hop-levyn Sample Slay ja Enter the Meat Market, josta ei sitten 2 vuotta sitten tullutkaan kovin kummoista kaupallista menestystä.
I had a lot of people come up to me, said they really liked the record, you know. But I think because I didn't do any featurings on it, like, you know, featuring Nas or whatever, you know, I just didn't do anything like that, that you can't work a record like that to radio, so it doesn't even, what can you do with it? All it can ever be is just like an underground, you know, pretty much fan-based record. You know, it can't really be more than that. And we never tried to make it go further than what it was. It's just a party track record, you know, and that's all it is. Europe didn't even get it at all, from what I know, because they're much more concerned with the lyrical side of hip-hop. And it's barely any lyrics on that album.
Armand Van Helden uskoo, ettei Sample Slay ja menestynyt Amerikassa, koska sillä ei ollut mukana radioita miellyttäviä nimekkäitä räppärivieraita. Teksteihin enemmän keskittyvässä Euroopassa taas kompastuskiveksi osoittautui albumin instrumentaalivoittoisuus. 98 Van Heldenistä ei sitten kuulunutkaan paljon mitään. Ensimmäinen vuosipuolisko oli rauhoitettu uusien raitojen tekemiseen.
The main thing is last year 98 I didn't do much, you know, in terms of in the house or hip hop world, but I was just, you know, the first 5 months of 98 I was working. I said, you know, I told my manager, I said, you know, I don't want to I just want to make an album. I want to make, you know, I want to go back to what I do, original productions, you know. And that's what I was feeling at that time. So I said, you know, give me 5 months off, no income and no remixes, you know, no DJing, no nothing. Just let me do my thing. And he's like, fine. You know, it's all good for him. It's whatever I want to do anyway. But I mean, you know, I just wanted him to understand that he's not going to be making 20% for a while, you know, so that type of thing. But I just went in, I started the album. And the next thing I know, it was May, started in January. And then next thing I know, I'm like, I got about 40 songs. And I'm like, this is a lot of material. I'm like, I don't know. You know, I just stopped. And then I turned in the album to Rough House Columbia because I was signed with them in the States. And this was in June. And they had like Lauryn Hill's album in place and Cypress Hill and Praz's album and a bunch of things happening. And I wasn't one of them. Only reason why is because I'm kind of a science project at Rough House. You know, for the States, I'm a science project in general. It's just they don't really understand, you know, it's what it is I do, pretty much. So what I did was, you know, I said, you know, if anything, you guys should just let me go because, you know, obviously it's a conflict. You know, you guys are a big label, you have big artists, and I'm really small on the food chain, you know. So I said, you know, you're just holding me back. If you don't put out this album and you don't do this and you don't do that. And he was like, they toyed around for a while, but then they let, you know, they just let us go. But that took 2 months. So now you're in to September pretty much. And then a month after that, we put out on our own label. We started up a label called Armed Records. And, you know, we just put it out. Then we sent the EP into FFR, and You Don't Know Me was on there.
Van Heldenillä oli 5 kuukauden jälkeen kasassa 40 biisiä, mutta voi olla, että niistä ei olisi vielä kuultu ensimmäistäkään, elleivät Van Helden ja managerinsa Neil Petricone olisi ottaneet ohjia omiin käsiinsä. Van Helden oli signattu Yhdysvalloissa Rough House Columbialle, jolla oli julkaisujonossa tukku huomattavasti isompien starojen levyjä. Van Helden hän totesi tuossa olleensa levymerkillä lähinnä kokeiluprojekti. Pienen pieni osa ravintoketjua. Kättä ei tarvinnut kuitenkaan kauheasti ruveta vääntämään mistään George Michael-tyyppisistä oikeusprosesseista puhumattakaan. Columbia päästi miehen irti ja jo kuukauden kuluttua Van Heldenillä ja Petriconella oli oma Armed Records-merkki ja datillinen matskua matkalla FFRRlle Lontooseen. Muun muassa jo viime syksyn lopulla White Labelinä 10 klubeissa luukutettu You Don't Know Me, joka nousi sittemmin britti ykköseksi ja toisen laulaneelle Dwayne Hardenille oman levytysdiilin.
It's a new direction, I guess, from what I've put out. You know, because I've never really done a lot of vocals. Now, you know, Spin Spin Sugar that I did with Sneaker Pimps, that was a full vocal. You know, people don't look at it like that, but it is. And then I did a Barbara Tucker remix that I used the full vocal. And I've done them, I mean, but I've never done them like totally original from the ground up. You know, and the other thing as well is, I mean, I'm totally into vocals. I mean, it's just that I'm into tracks too. You know, for Flowers, You Don't Know Me, and other cuts that are going on my album, you know, I'm definitely dipping into vocals. I've actually found to me, and I've told Louis Vega this, that vocals are kind of easier than doing tracks. A lot of times it's like they have like, you know, dubs, you got to fill the floor with just, you know, the right track. You know what I mean? And depending on what you're playing, you know, it can't, you know, you got to fill the track with something, you know, it has to be filled with something. And with vocals, it's almost like you could just pretty much get a groove up and you're done. You know, depending, you know, where, how intricate and complicated you'd like to get. But for me, I keep it simple and raw. You know, it's just like, you know, I find it to be the vocals push the record along. They're the extra instrument to an extent, you know. So I find vocals actually a new area that I'm in right now, and finding that they're not that hard. I was afraid of them for a while because I didn't know if I could do them. I didn't know if I could record them. I didn't know anything. Doing everything I've done on this album, or everything I'm gonna do, I'm doing it right at my house, just like in my Mickey Mouse studio.
Armand Van Heldenin katuperäisen raffityyli on kysyttyä tavaraa remix-markkinoilla, huolimatta huhutusta noin 300 000 markan kertaliksasta. Van Helden on kertonut remixaavansa mieluiten biisejä, jotka edustavat originaaleina ihan muuta kuin tanssimusiikkigenreä, ja tunnetuimpia Van Heldenin remixeistä lienevätkin tämä Tori Amosin Professional Widow sekä Sneaker Pimpsin Spin Sugar, joka edes auttoi varmastikin koko Speed Garage-lajin syntyä. Vaatimattomana miehenä Van Helden ei kuitenkaan pidä itseään minään kultasormena. Toteaa vaan, että onhan sitä tullut kökköjä duunejakin tehtyä. Niitä ei vaan kukaan muista.
I think that what it is, I think they just forget a lot of the mediocre remixes that I've done. So I've done a lot of mixes that didn't go anywhere. You know, it's just that I've been fortunate to have a lot of them hit. So, you know, I mean, some remixes, you know, can do 25 mixes in a year and none of them hit. You know, it's like they're trying to get something right. But, you know, I've been up and down a lot of times with the remix world. You know, like, he's hot. Oh, no, I don't know what he's doing. Oh, he's hot. No, I don't know what he's, it's like, you know, up and down. You know, like I said before, my last concern is what they think. You know, I think I'm more concerned with what the dance floor feels as a whole.
Armand Van Helden ei pahemmin muiden mielipiteistä piittaa. Tärkeintä on se, mikä toimii tanssilattialla. New Yorkin klubeissa tätä nykyä hip- ja coolina pidetty Eurotrashin, hardhouse ja transen sekoitus saa kuitenkin mieheltä kyytiä ja kovaa saakin.
If you look at all the local New York talent that's producing, you know, they're all big overseas. They can't even sell a record in New York. So that's got to be telling you something, you know. I mean, the only thing that's working in New York right now are New York sounding records, like the hard house things that I used to do when I did Witch Doctor, stuff like that. That's all that, like, really, they're still playing Witch Doctor. I mean, they just, you know, I go out, I still hear the record. I mean, they haven't really, sadly to say, they haven't moved on. I mean, they just regressed. You know, they went back and they're afraid of the future, kind of. There's still underground house in New York, don't get me wrong. There's still little parties, little scenes. Body and Soul, you know, it's like the big thing that the UK knows about, you know, but I mean, it's like that to me even gets tiring, you know. It's just like, you know, there should be a lot of Body and Souls, you know, not just like one, like, last stand of real music in New York and without a bar. I mean, it's just, they can't even, that's how they've pushed the whole underground scene to that, to where they have to do parties like that. I mean, why can't it just be a Friday night with an open bar in the biggest club in New York? Same music, same vibe. You see what I'm saying? It's if anything, it's just a lot of the kids, I think, to an extent, that are coming up, are not as interested with the past, the nostalgic side. And because they're not, they don't even know that there used to be this wonderful time of house music in New York. You know, in terms of, like, the beautiful time that New York had going through deep house and early Strictly Rhythm days and these types of things. I mean, I speak like an older person, but, you know, if anything, I just feel like there's all this wonderful music coming out overseas and it never hits the States, you know? It does, but it's like only the brain bugs or something, you know? It's like this particular sound. And, you know, it's I don't know. I've explained it a lot of ways, but I mean, I guess to sum it up all really short, just off the music side, in America, it's kind of like Euro trash has converged with house. And it's cool. And I'm looking at it like, we used to look at the Eurotrash like they were completely clueless, and now it's actually cool to be a glam and to be like into this hybrid of Euro house / hard house / whatever is mixed with trance, whatever. But it's just all corn, you know. To me, it's just all, it's just, it's nothing.
Siinä vielä.
Yo, fuck that.
Siinä vielä Armand Van Heldenin Too Future For You -albumille asti päätynyt eurokommentti. Alkuraidasta Psychic Bounty Killers. No, Van Heldenin uraan pätee sama kuin useimpien amerikkalaisten tuottajien ja DJ:den. Kukaan ei ole profeetta omalla maallaan.
I think in the States, at least at the moment, they're not as up on my whole career. It seems, at least like in Europe, they know everything that I've done. You know, they know like the history, they know like every single remix, they know like everything. In the States, they only know like what they liked, and they've forgotten even that, you know. It's kind of like a lot of the people in the States, if anything, they've come up to me and they're like, look at me as one of the people that pushed hard house forward in the early days, you know, with like Witch Doctor and New York Express, like the tribal side and all that. But most of the people in the States, I find a lot of them don't even remember a lot of the old stuff I used to do, you know? They just think that I'm Mr. Garage right now. It's pretty funny.
Mitä Mr. Garageilta voidaan sitten odottaa seuraavaksi? Uusi iso levy, mahdollisesti vielä tämän vuoden puolella.
Another album. It's already pretty much done. I probably have to do about 3 or 4 more vocals and the album's done. So pretty much like, I mean, I'm looking, I already told, you know, my A&R at FFR, I said, yo, you know, we got to get down around September, October on the Whites for the next album. You know, he's like, fine. He goes, as long as we're over this one, you know, because he goes, if this one's still moving, you're going to hurt yourself. I said, I don't care. I'm being Busta Rhymes and DMX at the same time right now. It's like 2 albums a year. I got material. It needs to be out there. I can't be sitting around and let it collect. I want it out, you know. If they can't do it, I gotta find somebody else. But it's gonna be out. It's definitely gotta be out.
Work. But then one day I gave you flowers, yeah. You had ran downstairs and opened the door and said that was all you ever needed from me. I could have saved myself so much money. I gave you flowers, yeah. I gave you flowers, babe. I gave you flowers, flowers, flowers.
Van Helden ja Flowers, vokalistina tuolla raidalla Van Heldenin naapuri, Urban Soulin Roland Clark. Katsotaan vielä pari teknopaa bilevinkkiä tälle viikolle. Huomenna keskiviikkona Turussa Dynamossa Made in Turku, kello 21-03 ja K20, DJ:nä Pasmando Esko, Marko Laine, Bleh, Burdock ja Vellu. Helsingissä huomenna Gloriassa kello 20-02. Tech Expedition, soittamassa Dixon, Karri Ojana ja kanadalainen Mike Shannon. Ja takas vielä Turkuun perjantaina ja lauantaina Down by the Laiturin teknotunneli Myllytunnelissa ja siinä nurkilla. Perjantaina iltapäivä 3-3, ei ehkä niin teknot, mutta ilmaiset hipat. Anonymous, Lil Tony, Beatformers, George Spruce, Pirkka sekä Esko ja Pasmando. Lauantaille sit liput 40, teltassa 3 ja 3 välillä haussia, PTG, New House, Harri, live-keikan soittava Freestyle Man, Jori Hulkkonen ja venezuelalainen Vivi Ramirez. Ja itse tunnelissa mättävät keskiyöstä aamu 6, Leo Leikö, Marko Laine ja Frankfurtissa tätä nykyään asuva italialainen Marco Carola. Ei kai auta muu kuin sinne suunnistaa. Radiomafian tanssiillassa ottaa kello 22 alkaen vastaan Dr. Bob Jones. Sen jälkeen DJ Goosin breikki- ja biittivalikoima ja keskiyöstä 2 Charles Peterson Worldwide. Tällä kertaa tosiaan valitettavasti uusintana 2 viikon takaa. Tämän yön oikean ohjelman kohtalo on toistaiseksi mysteeri. Minne liian ulko-Mongolian taakse sen lähettäneet. Biisilistojen nettipäivitys on muuten palannut taas normaaliin aikatauluun, eli heti huomenna pitäisi listojen näkyä. Osoita se sama vanha www.yle.fi/radiomafia. Mä oon Leena, tässä vielä Sasse ja Marko Carola ja Be With You. Viimeistään perjantaina klubissa. Hei hei!